Hi everybody, my name is Dr. Sam Byrne, and I'd like to welcome you to another broadcast, 2020 iTalk. It's so great to be here today, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm broadcasting from northern New Mexico, and we're in a kind of a warm spell here. I'm kind of glad because it's been so cold, but things are looking up as we're moving towards solstice. And last night was kind of interesting because I was asked to give a lecture up in Los Alamos at this place called the Nature Center. And this is a facility where they built an amazing planetarium. And I don't know if many of you know that I actually have my own observatory on my property. I've been doing astronomy for over 20 years. And so these folks asked me to give a lecture last night on the planets. And it was really great because of my background, first of all, in optics. I studied lots of optics in optometry school and have used a lot of different kinds of optical systems to view the stars. And so it was great. There were a lot of kids there last night, and I was able to turn them on to their night vision, their peripheral vision, the rods of our retina. And just the idea of being able to go outside and take in the night sky. And, you know, for a lot of us that live in the city, you know, I grew up in suburbs and lived most of my early adult life going to professional school, living in the city, didn't see the stars very much. And I think we're disconnecting more from that aspect of nature. And yet it's such an important part of our ecosystem. And to change perspectives and really see the big picture is part of what I'm all about. So it was great to do that. And anyways, we have a lot going on. First of all, I want to give some information on a new sponsor that we have, which is called Crystal Blue Water Structuring Units. And I'm starting to use these particular structured water units. I've been measuring structured water for about 5 years using my GDV camera. And I've really researched a lot of different kinds of water, from reverse osmosis to distilled water to Kagan water. And what I love about structured water is that actually it's water that is run through a filtering system, a vortexing system. And what it does is it actually does a couple things. First of all, it creates more piezoelectricity in the water. And also, because of the natural movement of the spiraling, it actually conducts and conveys more information and energy, which promotes greater hydration and antioxidant benefits. And I have, you know, I've looked at a lot of different structured water companies, and I really like Crystal Blue. You can go online and look at their website. Their website is crystalblueent.com. And if you're interested in learning more about structured water, contact us. My website is www.drsambyrne.com. Or you can give us a call at 505-469-4949. So some upcoming events that are going on. I'm going to be doing a teleconference series starting on January 5th, and the title is called The Art of Healing, Your Eyes, Brain, and Body. And this is a four-week teleconference where we will be exploring our early primitive survival reflexes as it relates to our vision development. And so each week we're going to be discovering different hidden messages behind our eyes, improving the physical skill of our vision, exploring our primitive reflexes, which are early kind of reptilian responses that we all go through as we develop, especially after our birth process. And we'll be using continuum movement as a way to anchor and integrate some of the awarenesses that we see. So if you want more information, just give us a call at 505-469-4949 to register. And if you can't be on the calls live, they will be available for you on download 24/7 through a link that we will send you once you have registered. I also am going to be doing a 3-hour masterclass in Santa Barbara, California. That's going to be on Thursday, January 7th from 9:30 to 12:30 p.m. And that's going to be at Bob Cooley's studio. Bob is an amazing trainer. He wrote a book called The Genius of Flexibility. And he is a gentleman who really has it going. He's fantastic. So he has asked me to come to Santa Barbara. I'm going to be in L.A. for about 4 days looking for a workshop venue that I'm going to be doing a workshop in Southern California sometime in December 2016. But I met Bob, and he has invited me to come and do my thing at his studio. So if you're in Southern California or in California generally, and you'd like to come to this masterclass on the eyes, give us a call, email us, visionwellness2@gmail.com. Some other events going on. I'm going to be at the Esalen Institute, and that's going to be March 25th to the 27th. And it's an introduction to naturally healing your eyes. It's a 3-day retreat. So if you're interested, you can contact the Esalen Institute in Big Sur, esalen.org. I'm also doing an aromatherapy certification class, which will be April 23rd and 24th, and that'll be here in the Geodesic Dome, Tasuki, New Mexico, and you can contact us if you want to register. And I'll also be on the East Coast May 8th through the 15th. I'll be doing a 3-day retreat May 13th through the 15th called Eyes All Around, an inquiry into perception, movement, and awareness. And I'm going to be at Mary Abrams' studio in Manhattan. Mary is a continuum person and somatic educator. She's got an amazing studio. So if you're in the Northeast and you want to come and experience my work, contact us and we will register you. Okay, now we're going to get to today's show. So I have a very special show. This is going to be really good. So I was going through my archives the other day, and I came across a really interesting presentation that I did at Esalen last year. It was an introduction to my method, the Burn Method, and my approach to eye therapy. And what's really interesting about this presentation is that it's totally experiential. You know, one of the things about Esalen is that we get on the floor, we sit on pillows, on back jacks. Everything is, you know, moving and experiencing and sharing. So we don't do a lot of left brain stuff at Esalen, which I love. And that probably goes back to the Gestalt awareness that Fritz Perl taught, Ida Rolf, Emily Conrad, some of the great legends that have come through Esalen in terms of their teachings. And so I feel so fortunate to be able to go there and kind of cook into the morphogenic field of those great healers and teachers. And in sharing my method, this was a beginning a lecture that I did with the Work Scholar students last year to introduce them to my work. And so the rest of the hour is going to be listening to this lecture, and it's actually pretty cool because I take people through kind of just the introduction, and then we actually get into some pretty deep experiences. And so my advice would be, you know, when you listen to this, listen to it as being part of the lecture, part of the experience, part of the field, and I would try out some of these practices, these experiences, because they are definitely eye-changing, for sure. And, you know, one of the quotes that I was using at that retreat, and also that I'm going to be talking about, was actually from Helen Keller, and her quote is, "The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but not vision." And that's an interesting quote, because sight is really the 20/20 measurement, and vision is how the eyes and the brain and the body work together. And so we can have 20/20 sight, but have very little vision. And so my work has been about developing people's vision, their perceptual portal into their eyes, into their ears, through their tactile kinesthetic abilities, proprioception, and so on. So I encourage you to listen to the show to its entirety, and thanks so much for listening, and here we go.
Okay, folks. Why don't you go back to your seats and please return to your seats.
Your original seat.
This is so confusing.
I'll follow directions.
Oh, the pillow, I like drag my pillow. So some of you know that I work with the eyes, and so I'm going to bring everybody up to speed. My name is Dr. Sam Byrne, and I am a doctor of optometry. I'm actually what we call a behavioral optometrist. That's kind of interesting, behavior in eyes. And so I've been in practice about 30 years, and what is a behavioral optometrist? Well, basically, what I've developed is a holistic way to help people heal their eyes. And it's kind of an interesting process because I've studied many different modalities like Chinese medicine. Did you know that the liver rules the eyes in Chinese medicine? So if you're working on detoxification like you might be here, that your eyes might actually fluctuate during the month. I've also studied craniosacral therapy, and so if you start working with your sphenoid bone or your occiput, that actually can change how you see. And so tonight, I'm going to introduce you to my method, and I promise you that it will definitely change your perception. So one of the things that I've discovered is the connection between our breathing and our seeing. And so we're going to do a little exercise right now about our breath. And so what I'm going to ask you to do, if you would, please close your eyes. And I want you just to notice your breathing, just how you normally breathe. And some things to pay attention to would be, are you a mouth breather or are you a nose breather? I always say that the mouth is for eating, and the nose is for breathing. And when we breathe through our mouth, what we're doing is we're exciting our fight or flight response. So if you are a mouth breather, I'm going to say, okay, start doing the inhalation and exhalation in and out of your nose. And as you keep tracking your breathing, notice the relationship between the inhalation and the exhalation. Are they balanced? Are you doing more inhale and less exhale? Are you breathing more up in your chest area, or are you able to feel the breath going down into the diaphragm, pelvis, into the legs? So what I'm going to ask you to do now is on the exhale is to slow the exhale down. And in your mind, think about the exhale as a spreading, a slowing down, and dissolving. So exhale is about dissolving form, dissolving structure. And inhale is coming back to new form. So as you slow down the exhale, you might find that actually your inhale is a little deeper. And so what you're learning right now is self-regulation. So you are becoming your own master healer just by paying attention to the inhale and the exhale. So do three more breaths. And then you can slowly open your eyes and check in with yourself and see how you're feeling. See what you're noticing different. So, okay, open your eyes and just come back to the room. Okay, we're going to do a little self-exploration now with your eyes. So I'm going to ask a couple questions and just kind of go inside, and if you have any answer to yourself, just see what comes up. So the first question I have about your eyes has to do with, how are you feeling about them? Are you even noticing them? Another question I would have is, how do you feel about blurry vision? Some of you here are wearing glasses. You might want to take them off and notice what your first response is to blur. What's your belief system on blur? I would imagine some, if not all of you, have been to an eye doctor. What was your experience like? Think about your family for a second, your mom and dad, your grandparents, aunt and uncles. Anybody in the family you know of has any eye disease like glaucoma, cataracts, macular degeneration, learning disabilities, anything like that? Notice if you're connecting to that emotionally or not connecting to that at all. And the last question, and this is kind of the elephant in the room, what would happen if you went blind? In a major sense, how would you solve that problem? Or is it a problem? Okay, good. So now we're going to talk to our eyes. And this is really fun. This is called eye dialogue. So what I'm going to ask you to do right now is take your left hand and cup it over your left eye. And we're going to have a little conversation with your right eye. So I'm going to ask a question. Just use stream of consciousness, the first thing that comes in. Right eye, how old are you? Are you present age? Are you younger? Are you older? What are some responses for the right eye?
Six.
Yep. Six.
27.
27.
12.
Five.
60.
My goodness. Second question. Right eye, do you know you're married to the left eye?
No.
News to me.
So, if you don't even know you're married to the left eye, who does the work in the relationship? Uh-oh.
I do.
You do. So right eye, how do you see the left eye?
Oppressive.
Oppressive, weak, lazy,
yeah.
Does all the work?
The other half.
Okay, last question. Right eye, what do you mean? What are you getting?
Love.
Love, okay. And so I want you to slowly take your hand away, and I want you to notice how your body feels now after covering the left eye. Is it brighter?
Mm-hmm.
Is there more peripheral vision? More light? More relaxation? More stress? Whatever it is. Okay. Now take your right palm, cover your right eye. So Left Eye, how old are you?
35. 35.
Million.
Six?
65.
80.
A million.
A million? Whoa.
13.
Left Eye, do you know you're married to the right eye?
Yes.
Now we do.
That's interesting. And how do you see the right eye?
A tool.
A tool?
Lazy.
Lazy.
Dominant.
Dominant. What was that?
Arsenic.
Oh, okay.
Weaker.
So Left Eye, what do you need?
Power.
Equal time.
Equal time.
Strength.
Strength. What's that?
Support.
Support. Okay.
Less stress.
Less stress.
Vision.
Okay. So now you can slowly take your right hand away, and again, notice how you feel. So what do you notice that's different after you're doing one eye and the other? What's different about anything that you're noticing in your body, your eyes, your brain?
Clear.
Clear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Less tension.
Relief.
Yeah.
Okay.
See better.
So, you know, our eyes are like pattern addicts. And our vision, actually, we start developing our seeing in utero, and our eyes actually originate from brain tissue. So when we're working with the eyes, we're working with the brain. So here's some things you may not know about the eyes. 10% of seeing is with the eyes, and 90% of seeing is in the brain. And yet, we blame our eyes deteriorating on a faulty eyeball. It's not the faulty eyeball. It's the programming behind the eyes. And you got a glimpse of that when you start covering an eye and you start disrupting your current perceptual patterns. So another stat is the eyes and the brain make up 2% of the body weight and use 25% of the food intake.
Food intake.
The eyes and the brain make up 2% of the body weight and use 25% of the food intake. So what you eat is going to affect what you see. Now, I work a lot in the somatic community, and what I've learned and what I've been told is 60 to 80% of body tension is carried in the eyes. So we do a lot of gripping. See, everything is forward thrusting. The iPad, the iPhone, and that forward thrusting informs our tissue in a very narrow way, our eye tissue. And so we start tunneling and narrowing, and this is the stress. And actually, this begins in our gestation, birth, and bonding time. So our gestation, our birth and delivery, and our bonding starts developing our patterns of seeing. Does that make sense? Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to do a little exercise. One of the things that I bring lots of different modalities, is we're going to work with sound, because sound is a wonderful way to open up the tissue in the body. I know this because one of the things I do is I take people to Hawaii and we swim with the dolphins every year. And you're all invited. And what I noticed is the dolphins put out a certain sonar when we're swimming with them, and it shakes loose the tissue that's compressed, and there's no energy flow when our tissue is compressed. And the eyes are one of the most unrealized tissues of the body. We don't have a lot of feeling and sensation in our eyes. They go to sleep very early. So how this is going to go is that we're actually going to bring in your tongue in this exercise. Now, the tongue is the highest harmonic of the spinal cord. It's prevertebral tissue. It's soft tissue. So when we start working with the mouth and the tongue, this is a very highly stimulating neural area of the body. And when we make the sound with the tongue, we are igniting and activating many things. First of all, there's an acupuncture point here called the governing vessel, the yang meridian. This is the conception vessel, the yin meridian. So this is how it's going to go. We're going to ask you to inhale through your nose, and you're going to place your tongue on the outside part of the upper teeth and the inside part of the upper lip, so kind of like this. And so when you breathe out, you're going to make a humming sound. We call this the tongue with the clock. So I'll demonstrate it. Now, what's great about that is you're hearing each other, so you're getting that whole vibration. So what we're bringing in is the quantum field, the unified field. And so when you're in a unified field, you don't have to do anything. The coherence is there, so everything that's incoherent in your systemic or energetic health is going to just release. So we're going to kind of be together like in a concert. Okay, so we're doing the 12 o'clock, and now let's do 1 o'clock. So tongue is at 1 o'clock, again, outside part of the teeth, inside part of the lip. Let's do that one. That resonating in your body? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's your jaw, TMJ. Also the mouth here is the floor of the eyes and back into the brain, the cranial tissue. All of that is loosening up, softening up. Okay, so what's going to go on is, you can do this with eyes open or eyes closed. We're going to go all the way around the clock. So we do 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And then we're going to check in and see how it feels. Okay, so again, you can do this with eyes open or eyes closed. We've done 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock. So now we're going to do 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and you can go at your speed. Because one of the things we need to honor in ourselves is our own rhythm. And not always have to go to the external, what the authority says. Understand?
And it's one breath per...
Yes, and it's one breath. So we inhale through the nose, and on the exhale, that's when we make the sound. Does that make sense? Okay, let's go. take about 30 seconds now and just notice, as Marianne was saying, just sense and feel into your body the stimulus that you created in yourself. What's going on for you? What are you sensing? What are you noticing? What are you feeling? What are you seeing? Just kind of notice. We call this open attention. And this is the place where you get your nourishment. When you pause and you receive the stimulus. Notice how your breathing may be slowed down. It might be deeper. It might be more kind of dropped down in your body. I notice the energy in the room just kind of dropped. So let's check in for a minute and how are you doing? What are you noticing?
Grounding.
More calmness,
like more
and grounding.
Gravity down to the earth. So it's like stone just felt down to my stomach.
Mm-hmm. Yes?
I feel really relaxed.
Relaxed, yeah.
I feel the room right now is really relaxed.
Yes. Yes. Yes?
I have a kind of spaciousness in my mouth.
Spaciousness.
I've got a spaciousness around my forehead, too.
Wow. Cool. Couple more.
My mind feels awake almost, like stimulated, and I can feel it maybe like in the back, almost like a cradling, like someone more holding my head almost.
Great.
It's like more back here. It's very nice.
Sure. Couple more, two more. Yeah.
My jaws are kind of a little bit more softer.
Softer. Cool.
I'm feeling like a column of buzzing.
Buzzing, yeah.
Front and back and all the way through.
Mm-hmm. So these two things that I taught you tonight about kind of watching the breath and slowing down the exhale, spreading it out, thinking that is dissolution, inhale is coming back to form, and this little tongue exercise, the clock with the tongue, what you're learning here is mastery of your own body. And the more you can take charge of your internal climate and your internal self, and it doesn't matter externally what's going on in terms of stress. It's not about out there. The more you handle the inside part of yourself, then you are mastering health and wellness, self-regulation. So a couple final things that I want to say is that another modality I use is working with color and light therapy. I've been doing this a long time. But being here on this campus, what I would invite you to do is every day when you go outside, be aware of all the different spectrum of colors, sunrise, sunset, the sky, the trees, the grass, and see if you can get into a state of receptivity where you can take the color in and ask yourself, what do I feel? How does this color make me feel? How does the red make me feel? How does the orange make me feel? You know, the eye is called the organ of light. It's made up of about 137 million photoreceptors. And in terms of physical vision, psychic vision, brain health, the more light you can take in, the more light you can project out, and that's your aura, that's your energy field, your biofield. And I've done research on that, and I can tell you that the more light we're able to be aware of and take in, the better our biofield is. And our biofield, our energy field, is the part of ourselves where disease starts first, and then it moves into the physical body. Mm. So when we clean up our biofield, that has an impact on our physical health as well. Another thing I want you to practice is, instead of you looking at life, let life look at you. So instead of looking at the object, the tree, the ocean, invite the ocean to look at you and notice how you feel differently. You're not grabbing, you're not striving. So then you're in the flow of life. You can kind of feel the flow, see the flow. But if you're striving and focusing and grabbing and, you know, thrusting forward, you're going to miss it. And finally, what I can say is that our eyes and our body are the result of billions of years of a planetary process. And all the species that have come before us have contributed to this body and the eyes, and that you are all magnificent sovereign beings. Thank you very much.